Yerushalmi, Megillah, Daf, Lamed, Ches, the Mishnah on the bottom of line, Zion, with Beis. We left off yesterday. Akayra, B'Tayra, Leif, Kos, Meshosh, Pesukim. Person who reads the Torah cannot read less than three Pesukim. Each Aliyah has to have at least three Pesukim. The Keneged, Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, says the Pnei Moshe, that there has to be at least three. And yet the Mishnah says, however, Likur, Metukim, Yosuvi, Pesach, Gachot. First, when you're reading for the Meturgim to translate, you can't read more than one pasuk at a time. What's the reason one pasuk at a time? Because it says a kovaneda shayita Meturgim, because you're talking about pasuk, doing it by heart. You're going to do more than one pasuk at a time. He's gonna be confused. He's gonna get mixed up. So you can trip him up. So therefore, it has to be one at a time, so that he can retain it, remember it, and be able to translate Metagim it rather than. For people who don't understand. But more than one pasuk, it would be, you can make a mistake and become confused. Navi Shloshim. Navi, you have three, can't read less than, Gemara says three as well. My Shloshim Shloshim Parashios, if you have three pasukim from the parashios of three separate paragraphs, you can read one by one. You can read by one by one. The reason why you can read one by one, again, because they belong to three separate paragraphs or three separate topics, the look is you could go ahead and stop and read each one together. You can make a hefsek, says the Korban Eder. Kogong yigom ha'ashem g'chinam n'karitim. Koyim ha'ashem etzorah miyad m'shenam. Atem gimel parashah shloshim ekros v'tzu from three separate psukim. Three separate things. And together, those things you can read together, one after the other. Divide up into three parashios. Korban ha'ashem yachad, you read one by one, you have to read them. Medagam ha'nogi, you can skip from one to another. Medagam ha'torah, but we can't skip from one inyan to a Torah in Torah. In Torah, you have to be able to go, says the Korban Eder. The dogma Navi, be partial to parsha, that you can do. The dogma Tarsha, Shemay has a kofet, Makalamukka, and the Bum Yeshav, he can't listen properly. A person who is skipping different sections of Torah, it's very hard for the people to listen to. And a Mela, and they won't be able to have proper kavana, won't be able to listen properly because they're going to be, it's hard to follow. He's skipping from topic to topic. But in Yanaka Medalgan, but different areas, like in Yankoin, Yankodal, Kari Yom Kippur, but Dalvikaraka Ba'asar, that you can do. You can read numbers together because that's the group, but you can't do it together. But Navi, you can't even die. How much can you skip? Was it by Navi? How much you say you can medal and how much? Enough time that this translation should not come to stop because he came to a new section, says the Korban Eder. He skipped the place that you're going to in order to be able to roll the Sefer before the Meturgim can begin and finish. But if you're going to have a time with Kavadat Sibra to wait while the guy's. While you're doing that, that's improper. So you can just go and turn the page and roll the scroll enough only for that the Meturgim could translate without being a carbon, without being a tikkun tzibur, and to make them wait, it would not be respectful. So the Gemara explains. Why do you have to have three psukim? Where do we get three? A person was reading the Torah. Then he became the shtatek. He became unable to speak. He's reading the Torah to get three psukim, but he cannot do so. So Gemara says that therefore, what do we do? The Shtag, he became quiet. He couldn't do it. He didn't know how to do it. He read the Pasuk, and then we said and he couldn't do what the Shtag means. The Gemara explained what it means. He couldn't. He just became a Shtag. He couldn't do it. Open. He couldn't speak. So he talked up. Yaskam makom shemiskal rishon. Whoever starts now takes his place. Has to go back from the first one began from. Can't continue. We have to go back from the beginning of the interruption before he dropped it. Gemara says, "Eight times makom shalayim. Every time he stopped, he stopped." The first brachos then off only for a bracha before, not for afterwards. And maybe there's not going to be a bracha, it's not going to be chal to him. He's not trying to continue what the first one's doing. He can't do it. The last ones, after but not at the beginning. So Torah says Hashem Tamima, Shagula Matamima. All of them should be complete. All of them should be fully complete, both in what we're sharing, as well as the brachos that we have before and after. They all have to be complete. They all have to be done in the same format. That to be able to say the bracha properly, to be able to complete the bracha before and afterwards, you have to have a full picture of what we're referring to. Says the Korban Eder to explain that what does this mean? So that they have to say this bracha lakreim. They kula tmima koshos in the shah parasha torah shemavaka lifnakreim. Other parashas you read before and after. So hopefully here this parasha as well, you have to go ahead and make it something before and what it is now. What if you had a pasuk with five psukim? Because it's cool to read the whole five. You can't leave less than three. There's not enough three. If you leave five and you do three, the other one's going to be left with two. You won't be able to read it. Three, you can read all of them. That's okay. Even if you didn't do that, go show. You read three. And the first person has to go, the person who stood next to read has to read the last three. The last two, Shlosha Mepashu Kohen, three from the other part. He has to go continue. Like we said, we don't do read less than three. So you have to go read from the three, and then the last two, as he mentioned before, would be included in that. But was like, what if he didn't talk, he didn't do it? Ma'ash Yaakev, what's halacha? Is it Ma'akev or not? Is this considered Ma'akev? That you can't deny Yotzer Kriya? So Gemara said, let's see. He once came to visit the brother of Yehuda Ben Tumosa. Once came up to visit him. Gemara says, the Gravi of Yosef was relative of Yosef Mechanina. In the shul of Samdiana. Every time we remember him, every year we would go up in the shul, someone would call up to Tari, we'd go up there. And Rav Yirmiyahu would hold back, film the Torah reading on account of his error, because the person shouldn't be complained, shouldn't be able to return to do what he's doing and make additional things. But if someone who can, who has a reason to say no, the halacha is, we would say, Daka, no, you kept his ma'akev, it's not a problem. Would you compel? Do we force this person to do it? He doesn't want to do it. Do we force him to? So the teacher would held Mako from it, would held fulfillment from that Mako in that particular place. If we see that you do hold such a haraya that you go ahead and you force the reader, force the person who's reading to make fix the mistake, that's what we do. Something more about it. You mentioned the Chavel. Tommy in the middle of eight, the person made a mistake reading it between one word and the other word. So we go ahead and they can fix it. He said a word before, but mixed word, mispronounced the word. So the Gemara says that they came on with the Gemara says right away, we're talking about a case where we came back together. Probably the Gemara says it would be enough. It'd be enough since Lamaisa, we know the reader will come in to correct yourself. So it'd be, therefore you have the whole word be different. So we're assuming that's what he created from. So the Gemara says, if that's so, let's go back to it. Have you been fight between, you have a confusion between one word and the other, but seriously you return to him. Mara says, because he's confused and missing. After you, Mara said, let's be yoga, the Abdinaki. I really expect to behave this way, your people will win this out. So, Ramalay, as I know, Lazu, you still need to resolve your thoughts. I feel you think. We said, Tobin, there's nothing between the two of them. Maxirian also, we used to require him to go back and fix the mistake, even if it sounds similar, but we may go back to fix it. Mara says, Amaisa, Shimon suffered the Tabanis. He was once with Shimon, the scribe of Tabanis. He was a place, says the Kermaneda, this was a place that they used to go ahead and teach the children. So we called it Safra the Duot, but they called it like the teacher of children. So Mar says, Amalei ben Kartis, and people might send them, it could be altered. Divide the verse in the pasuk that you're reading. Go to the Kermaneda, could you read it? Divide it up so not children will be able to read part of it. Yes, I'm a question. Am I allowed to do this? If they wish to cut your head, they'll listen to them. Because Lamaisa, you cannot divide up a pasuk. Even if they want to come and they threaten to cut off your life, you're going to kill you. You cannot listen to them because Kol Psukim, the Moshe, and all the pasukim. We don't count that. And it's to be able to do it. After a few days, they came down. But coming, Rabbi Yosef came with him. What are you doing here? What it says, and they hoofed it. We counted the mice that happened. Amalei said to him, "Lama lo shematlon? Why did you go listen to them in the middle of Amalei? To them, give them a pass and tell them, do it this way. How is it possible?" So Amalei, Yosemite said to him, "That let's I could the sidra. We do not divide the pasuk psukim. Do we not divide psukim when we teach in the Kol? We always do psukim in different ages. So what does it mean you're doing it together?" So Amalei said, "Dimi said the halacha is that Amalei and then the cousin of the Kol. Gemara said the halacha would be to divide first for the Gemara says the children of the base medrash." When they didn't come back and thank you, there'll be a problem. Only because of the final thing, they came back, they would say that there's a key to the pasuk. So Mara says, what is this thing? Amar Avzira, Afilo Yibim, Mishtav Yomu. Mara says, my sister Machak, even according to the Rav Shimon, I begged them to go live in his days, Machak, Mara says, they would do that. Mara says, that would be enough to go ahead and make it that they approve it. So the Mara says, Talaloka, Amar Avim, Kegon, Avretzo, what does it mean, three psukim together? Kegon, Hayu Ravitz Yotzo. The pasuk says, the world was to him to argue with his creator. Again, it's three the words that make different words from it, three different sentences from it. That's what he's telling you, that's the chokhmah of what he's trying to do. Mishnah tells you a lot. You can skip a Navi and keep it in Navi. Why? You can't skip a Navi and Navi. That you can't do either. A Navi, you can do a Navi and a Navi. Whenever you say Shnei Masa, but the 12, the Shnei Masa, Trey Asa, that you can do. You can skip from one to the other. And the Dagmatur, you can't do it. Why not? You don't have to go to the Rabbin. It'd be an inconvenience to the two children to have it. Well, it's because it was a more Pasha, but you can do it. Why can't you give them that? Zimmer says that that was that's the reason why. Zimmer says because Kim Shlisha because he went to go ahead and skip the Torah because it's proper order. Zimmer says no, the halacha told him to stay. If he's told him to stay, not at all. Anything was skipping. It was the full parameter of what we're referring to. Because Shabbat they say, how could you go ahead and say, do you allow to read on your kippur? Does this should be also to read? So I should do it. It's different because it's the condition of the day. Because that you could do. The reading is different because you could do this. This is the actual reading of the day anyway, so that you yotze with. Right, so at the level of Mishmalakish, because you may even carry off. You never go up, huh? How can carry off? He's doing about that. So all of a sudden, you can never do about that. He's doing about that. So what's the word doing? Right, says, let's see how look. So we said, Baba, we're cousin of Vishnu, you know, came to serve as the Gabbai of the Baba Lashu. How does everybody have it? So there's only one Torah. Marcel said, you could do so. It should be rolled behind the curtain. They're stored. That's when you put it out. It should be put back where it was. Where it belonged. Marcel said, you can't do it. You should bring one back to the other one. The other one bring back to the other way. They both of them at the same time. One should be considered good for you. One should be considered no good. So that would make the difference before. The Marcel says, We'll see the Pasha of Hercule. He was such a Russia that he was a. What happened about him is that he was. They referred to a small psukim that you have in the pasuk that tells you that they skipped these psukim. When he translated them, he skipped over these psukim. So it tells you shouldn't be skipping over these psukim. We're going Pasha Yodavakov. He skipped over that Pasha. So that Pasha is the reason why he skipped over it. Because it was could be dangerous to be able to and speak about the Navi that way. So that's what he was thinking. This over here was right away. Moshe was selected right away and said that you're allowed to go ahead to do it from here. Stop.
You know, it doesn't sound legible the way you're talking. It really doesn't.